The following podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
The little things is him talking about his...
I was
up in
the
stroke.
You got
sucked. What? To Bon Jovi? We know it. You know it doesn't suck. The Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm not even done making the outline.
Well, I'm fucking exhausted. This is going to be some short shows. We need to go.
Well, all right.
I know, right?
Jesus.
No.
Why are you so tired?
I guess I'm stupid, and I stay up too late.
Oh, yeah.
It's my own fault. Yeah.
I'm on 3 hours.
Almost finished through Dragon Ball Super. So I was watching that until 1 a.m.
Yeah, priorities.
You did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh,
what happened?
I just was, you know, when you're like so tired that you're like. You're
not tired at all?
Yeah, you can't sleep.
So tired it goes all the way around and you're hyper.
Like your eyes are so heavy that they just won't, you can't do it. It feels like you're not blinking.
Yeah,
you don't know what you're watching.
Yeah.
I was watching the Drew Barrymore show for like 4 hours.
Funny.
Yeah. So.
What the hell's wrong with you?
That's what I was saying. It was like,
was she like on her knees in front of her guest?
She is really annoying. She's very annoying.
I like it.
Well, we know you're not boring because we have Mason back in the studio today.
Mason Monville.
Roger all the way back from wherever the fuck he's been.
Yeah,
we'll talk
west.
About that in a little bit.
In the wild, wild west.
Yeah, but this is gonna be a shit show again, and I love shit shows.
Yeah,
we're gonna start it off with how's your week been? So. Eddie, we'll start with you. Mr. Tired Guy, little close eyes guy.
It's been busy. It's not bad. It's been fun. You know, your guys' concert on Friday, that was pretty wild. We'll talk about all that.
We will.
Yeah, the first public concert back for Chapter 4, so that was good. And then Saturday, I ended up walking over 2 miles back to my car the next morning. Because I was like, oh, the Palace is like half a mile away. It'll take me like 15 minutes. I don't know why I thought that, and then I was walking, and then kept walking, and then kept fucking going. I was like, is this shit moving further away as I'm going?
That's good for a hangover.
Yeah.
Exercise. It is. Walking the right way?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eventually, he got there.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And then he was like, God damn, time for a beer. Jesus.
Right?
I didn't know I had to take center.
Yeah. No, not that bad.
That curve really gets you.
It
you
does.
You drive around it fast, but when you're walking, you're like, geez, Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I did 3 circles already.
Yeah. No, it was fun, you know, just kind of hung out and worked on stuff, worked on the shows and Scott Baker's website. And,
nice.
Yeah, some good stuff. That's my week has been work with one nap in between, and that's what messed me, is that threw my circadian rhythm off. So now I'm up to like 1 or 2 and then still have to get back up at 5.
So are you usually a night owl?
Yeah.
Like throughout your whole life.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mine has like changed. Like I was a night owl and now I'm like
an early riser.
I don't want to go to bed. Yeah. It's like more not an early riser. Like I'm just like I want to go to bed early and then sleep in.
Oh.
Just want to sleep all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like I can't catch up.
Yeah.
So I'm different. I love getting up early in the morning. Feels like I get more out of the day. You know.
I understand that.
There's just not much to do at night anymore. Like when you're kids, you're like, oh my god, let's go for a drive. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Now when I'm on the road, I'm like, can I just fucking get home?
Yeah.
Can I just fucking get home?
I hate driving.
Me too.
I hate driving.
Yeah. Really? I love driving.
Some dumb, stupid bitch. On the way here, I like right over by 7-Eleven. Like sitting there waiting for the air to turn green. Turn left. Not even a second and a half, she honks at me right when it turns green. I'm like, oh, if I wasn't like 5 minutes away from being late, I would be going 5 miles an hour all the way here.
Yeah. Yep.
And you would be really regretting honking at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dumb, stupid
bitch. Yep. No, it happens like that. It must be from a big city. That's how big cities are all the time. It'd be like green, beep, beep, beep. You're like, Jesus Christ.
It must get used to it out there. When I hear a beep, it's like, rage.
Offensive. Yeah,
it's, immediately. It's,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But
that's like window down fucking.
Yeah, slur.
Right.
It's a slur.
It is. It is.
It's either to get attention, but then you get a two beep. You get a beep beep, and that's like a wave. Hey, you know somebody's like, oh, hey, who's
that?
That
guy.
But then if you get a wah, then you're like, are we about to fight? Is this happening?
Do I need to pull over? Like,
yeah. No. But then you go to, all right. Then you go to Miami or New York, and he wanted everybody to see I'm the odd man out now. I don't have a fucking hat.
One of these things. It doesn't belong. If you guess which one, it's not like the other.
Yeah,
you got a nice head of hair, though.
Thank you.
Well, I figured, they're wearing hats.
I know. I can go out and get my breakfast ball.
It's very rare you don't see me without a hat.
Yeah. I can go get my breakfast ball hat in the car.
There you go. Yeah, that bright-ass green one you have.
No, the white one.
Oh, the white one.
Okay. Yeah, it says Bevcart Regular.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a great podcast. Breakfast Ball, the Double Bogey Show, yeah. But yeah, how's your week been?
My week's been crazy. Not really. I've just been working, and that's been tired me out. So I wore Crocs today. It made me feel a lot better because I've been wearing the boots and my ankle's been hurting. I had something to say about this, but actually my week's been quite shit, and I'm going to talk about last week. So... Thursday, my whole life fell apart. I was down here practicing, and my snare sounded like shit. So So my snare just sounded like shit, and I'm like, you know what? It's probably because the fucking top rim is warped, right? So I'm like, you know what? I got another snare. I'm bringing it. So I take the top rim off, and if I was smart, I'd have measured it before. But I didn't. So I did all that work to take the top rim off my other snare and went to go put it on, and it's too small. So I'm like, all right, cool. Without thinking, I'm like, what if I just completely switch to go to the other snare but use the same head? So I deconstruct this one, the other one, go to switch it. It's too fucking small again.
You had full, surgery right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got here tonight to set everything up, and I was like, this son of a bitch.
Because I was struggling. So luckily my old band director saved the day because I called him. Because we had a show literally the next day, and I didn't have a snare, and my kit sounded like fucking dog shit. So I gave him a call, and he's like, yeah, stop by. You know, I got you. Gives me a fucking Gretsch. $750 fucking snare. I was like, all right, cool.
Hell yeah.
One drum is more than my entire kit.
Right?
Sweet. It sounded amazing. Played a great show. We'll talk about it later. But I still haven't given it back, and I'm waiting for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you haven't given it to him.
Listen, I told him I was like, Wednesday or Thursday. I'm hoping he's like...
next year.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to sell the E-kit. So if you know anybody that is willing to pay $1,000 for a Simmons SD-1250, hit me up.
Beers and Babble, buy, sell, trade. Yeah.
Yes. So get after it. But other than that, my week's just been fine. Starting out, it's Tuesday. How we doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Tuesday, dude.
Yeah. It was hot as fucking balls today.
It was hot as balls, but you know what?
I didn't play pickleball because I was like, I will die. I will die. So I stayed in the AC today.
That's boring.
I'm boring. I'm fat and boring. That's what happens.
He's boring, and he showed up here today, or he was, like, really, really intriguing and died a heat stroke after playing pickleball.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I'm already tired as fuck. I would have shown up, like more exhausted and smell way worse than I normally do. So,
Do you want a beer?
Oh, I'd have a beer.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, wait, this is the first
time. At this point, I was kind of waiting to see. I was like, all right.
Still have my tall Coors in here.
Be Midwest.
Yeah, true.
So
once you finish your whiskey or whatever is in that magical glass.
I poured a half a bottle of that in there. It's just...
that's where all
the... The Crown Apple right there.
Oh,
it's my bottle.
Oh, snap. Yeah, there was a whole fucking half bottle.
It is a half bottle.
Half a bottle of that would overflow that little...
Let's ask me if I was drinking coffee. Like, yeah.
I'd be like, Irish.
Irish coffee.
Hey, speaking of being a little bitch, may I have
a
koozie?
I forgot. Little baby hands.
Thank you.
Okay, how was your week, Mason? What's been going on?
When are we starting the week? Like, Saturday to now or Monday to
How's
now?
The past 7 days been or the seven days coming up?
It's been fun, dude.
How's your life going
We keep going.
How's your recent rotation?
So literally the only cool thing that happened to me in the last 7 days was the show, which was fun. The other days have just been, like, moving shit out of the house we sold, and today was awful. It was bad. I'm just like getting
You had to move today?
Just moving. There's 30 days to close, so we're getting everything out and then into a storage unit, and I'm just like 30 minutes in, My shirt's already off. I'm burnt right now. Because I'm very, very, very Caucasian. So, like, it...
As you can tell.
Everybody. It's not, yeah. My thighs are out. It's probably... You probably have to turn
It's the, pretty... The white balance is...
Yeah, you have yeah.
You lifted your short up and everything kind of went wow, like a Michael Bay sun flip.
The camera's having a stroke trying to focus on the right
flashbang.
Yeah.
Flashbang. That's great.
Awesome.
No, but just moving and you know
that's
getting burned.
Yeah, that's
moving
it.
And grooving.
Moving
that's,
and
yeah.
also grooving. Raj.
Yeah.
How's your what was your excursion like?
Yeah, you're
oh,
back.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
You're back, yeah.
Run
fly,
us through that.
Fly halfway across the country to ride your car for 10 hours.
Nice.
Everything's an hour away when you're
yeah.
in Colorado. But no, we had a great time. Went up in the mountains for a few days. Oh, a lot of fun. Went
what
to the damn brewery.
Yeah.
Where in Colorado? Like, what was your main location?
In Parker.
I don't know what that is.
South of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the...
South,
on the outskirts
by
of
South Park.
No, South. I forget where
Whoa.
South Park's at.
Is South Park actually a real city?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Colorado. I thought so.
Isn't it over by Colorado Springs? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know shit.
Yeah, we went up to. I went to Dillon and Frisco. Vail.
As you can see on his hat.
Oh yeah, we're walking around in Vail, and you know, there's a realtor there, and they had a sign up, you know, with all these. Places available, and we're up like, hey, here you go. Look at 923 square foot. 1.475 million.
Oh my God.
It's too small.
Yeah.
You leave 2,000.
That's a big price for a fucking bathroom.
No, really.
Shit.
Yeah.
No shit. So in
Vail, you could shit in there. There is not no shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of
so in Vail,
shit
I said, no,
only.
I got myself a hat on high clearance for 14 bucks. $1.475.
Did you feel like you're breathing when you get out there at all?
The altitude really doesn't affect me much.
No.
No.
I remember that. My dad played ball out there, so he said it used to affect him
yeah.
a lot when he was being an athlete, even when he was an athlete. He said it affected people.
Yeah.
He drunk faster.
Did
imagine if we do this.
Yeah, he's just going to hammer this whole thing and be like, Jesus Christ.
I think so, right?
I think so.
You're smart,
guy.
Hang on.
Cool. Super cool. All right.
All right, back at it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that. I have too many things going on, so I apologize for the first 5 minutes and how it's going to sound like ass, but...
That's all right.
But we did go to this place.
Vail?
Up in the hill. No. It was, oh, shit. Now the name escapes me. But we went in this town up in the mountains, but there's this place called Iron Mountain Hot Springs.
Okay.
And basically what you do is you pay for, like, an hourly rate. So we paid for, like, 3 hours for each one of us.
Yeah.
And they have, like, 30 hot tubs. And they're all different temperatures and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really good. It's right down the river.
Okay.
So you're in these hot tubs. You just go from hot tub, depending on what temperature you want. And they were anywhere from, I think the lowest one was 97, and the highest one was 109.
The lowest one's just like a frozen
hot
tub.
Yeah, oh. You got to break the ice to get in.
Oh, it was a great atmosphere, great views.
What was the weather?
Oh, yeah?
Is it like the
same same weather as here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same this, right?
The only bad thing was is the smell of the sulfur.
Oh,
did it
yeah.
smell like eggs
the
whole
hot,
time?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. you'd get a whiff, a real bad
you're like, all right, who
whiff
shit?
Of it. Yeah, pretty much. You're like, is that me? No. But, yeah, that was the only downfall of it.
Yep.
And other than my sight being kind of shitty, you know, because... Your mom's
Sarah,
like,
Sarah, are you looking at my tits?
Well, your mom's like, did you see that girl that was right behind you in the line for the towels? I'm like, no.
I don't think anybody can see anybody behind them.
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, she pointed her out, and yeah, you could. Her swimsuit was the same color as her skin, and it was thong. I mean, her whole fucking ass was hanging out there.
All right.
I mean, it was
like
great ass.
Going.
I mean, it was an ass you could bounce a quarter off. You know, so it wasn't bad, but
never heard that phrase. I've never heard that.
But a penny wouldn't do it. A quarter would, but a penny.
Yeah, you could bounce a quarter off that ass.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't believe it until I see
so,
it.
But yeah.
So I threw a dollar at it.
Yeah, I threw a dollar and it stuck.
It didn't bounce.
It stuck. Right in her ass crack. I didn't throw it. I placed it in the thong.
The slide.
Yeah.
Is it a card?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
Insert a slide.
There's no cash in there, so it had to be a credit card.
I got tap to pay.
Swipe my card.
Tap to pay. Tap it against your head.
Yeah.
Swipe it.
No. You got to slide it. Disgusting.
Pop it. Twist it. Pull it.
And then your mom's like, you got to get in this one. You know, and my bottom of my feet are kind of sensitive. You know, if I step on a little stone or anything like that.
Yeah, you're
I'm done.
Done.
She goes, you got to get in this one. It's really cool. So I get in, you know, I can't see the fucking bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I get in there. The whole fucking bottom's full of stones.
Oh.
I get down there. I'm like, fuck. What the hell? Something bit me.
Oh, no. But,
he's like, She goes,
well, they're soft stones. I said, soft? How do you make a soft stone?
A soft stone?
Soft stone. So, yeah, you know, I like pick one up with my toes and I grab it and I'm right on the rock next to it. I'm like,
it's pretty fucking hard.
Soft stone. Jesus Christ, there's no soft stones. Oh, that fucking hurt. My feet hurt for like 20 minutes.
Soft stones.
Oh, yeah, soft stones. They're soft stones.
Fuck, they are. So the bottom of your feet hurt for a while.
Yeah,
I know
about
how
20
that
feeling
is. Yeah.
I had to, you know, get out and just sit on the edge and let my legs hang in there for a while. Watching the river go by.
Yeah.
But.
That's funny. Soft stones. I wouldn't be able to do it.
But yeah, and then in Dillon, well, as, you know, from the last episode, we went to the damn brewery.
Yeah, the damn brewery.
But I'll tell you what, yeah, that, you know how I am on IPAs, but.
Yeah.
That St. George's Brown.
What are you on IPAs?
I don't care for them.
He doesn't do them.
They're welcome to the club.
I'll, Yeah, when they do beer of the week, I'll
an IPA in there.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah,
when they do the beer of the week, most of the time I don't test it, so I don't. You know, sometimes I will if they talk me into it, but and my ratings have been anywhere from like 1.5 to -6 type thing. But this St. George's Brown at the damn brewery.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that was good. I gave it a 4.9.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's and you're a critic.
And I ordered a pint of it.
Oh.
After that.
How'd you feel after that
point?
What was the ABV?
It was 5.4, I believe it was.
Yeah, 5.4, yeah.
And, they come in pints. Yeah, like elephants.
It's a Lord of the Rings reference. Yeah. But
oh, I thought it was an elephant reference.
Oh.
They come in pints. But
That's true. Never seen that movie. Lord of the Rings, you're saying. Couldn't get through it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
Like you started, no commitment.
Give Caitlin and Chris another shout out.
Yeah, thanks to Caitlin and Chris for sponsoring the show.
They did sponsor
absolutely.
It. They absolutely did. Got the bill, and the only thing they charged us for was the appetizers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Nice. Didn't charge us for any of the beer.
Now, they're not going to get in trouble.
No.
Okay. Nope. Or wait, are they the owners? Or
I didn't ask.
Oh,
Caitlin offered.
She
came over with a flight.
Nice. Oh, that's so cool, yeah.
And a couple of them were, I wouldn't have given that high of a rating.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't drink the craft beers
gets
sponsored and gets free
gets the free craft beers.
What
the
fuck?
But
that one was...
You know your craft beer is good if Roger's like 4.9.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
100%. It was.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a true testament.
And it was
a
darker beer.
Yeah, it was a stout.
But it was real smooth. And just
it had to be a stout.
Just a hint. Yeah.
Creamy.
Just a hint of chocolate.
Ooh.
It was really... I mean,
oh, it was a brown ale. It was a brown ale.
Not overbearing.
Oh,
you just got that little hint of chocolate at the end. It was good.
Like drink it as a dessert after dinner.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Oh. Yep. Fills you up though. Those things.
It wasn't filling.
Well, because it was a brown ale, it wasn't a stout, but yeah, stouts.
Man, it was good.
Yeah. That's like that motor oil shit that you hate.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Coffee
good.
Type. Yeah.
I love a stout.
Oh,
stouts are good.
I do love a stout.
Stouts are good. I really like him. No, I'm glad he had fun, though.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah, I know. We kept seeing pictures, man. I was like,
motherfucker
on vacation.
Then the damn deer scared the shit out of me. I go out on the back deck in the morning, light a cigarette, and all of a sudden three deer stand up that were just right outside the deck. Couldn't see them until they stood up. And they're all looking at me. I'm like, holy fuck. Where'd you come from?
That's awesome.
And then on the way home, after we landed in Detroit, had our phones back on, we got a text from Pam, in a picture. They had the wildlife people in their neighborhood because they spotted a bear in their neighborhood.
Oh, snap.
So they're out there
That's
looking
for
bears.
Awesome. Grizzly bear?
I don't know what kind of bear.
Probably.
Probably just a brown bear.
Crazy.
But, I love bears, but I wouldn't want to stay to find out which kind of bear it was.
See, well, that's do you know what to do if you come across a bear?
It depends on what kind of bear.
Well, you apologize and wipe it off.
Do you get it?
No.
Wow, you guys are brutal.
I didn't get it.
God. If it's brown, lie down. If it's black, fight back. And if it's white, say goodnight.
Oh.
That's I knew the polar bears are the most dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about panda?
I thought it was a vagina.
A panda bear?
Yeah.
Give it a high five.
You got to run away and fight back at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I'm confused.
Confuse the shit out of it.
Good night. I mean, what?
No, those
Wait,
you
no.
Just,
you have to.
You give dumplings.
No, you just carry bamboo.
Or that, yeah.
So I thought it was if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah.
That was a sign of the cottage.
That was a sign of like our actual household here in Essex Flat. My mom's house. He's like, we're saving water. You piss in there, you don't flush it. Take a dump, you flush it.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Saving water.
It's a good way to fucking save water.
How'd that
work
out?
It smelled real bad.
The bill never changed.
Especially for my
dime.
Especially for my colorblind friend. Couldn't figure whether to fucking flush it or leave it.
It's just dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, dark. Let's sit down to piss or what?
Huh? Everything's gray.
Yeah, it was just a joke. I don't know. I was just trying to make it a little funny.
Well,
you know?
You gotta have, you know, you gotta have something to back it up.
Back that ass.
I was just about to say, all I got is my ass, dog. That's all I
but
got.
But no, Rob had a great time on the podcast.
Good.
He even had to pull it up and listen to it.
He was like, did I sound stupid?
Well, he goes, that ain't me. I said, yeah, that's you.
Well, and I was holding the phone to the microphone. Yeah, I was trying to get it. That's why I hung up on you, because I was trying to get it to come through the computer.
It would take you a few days to come up with that excuse of hanging up on me?
No.
Oh.
I was trying to do it through the computer. Yeah, and it wasn't working for some reason. Normally, it pulls the call up, but it was just giving you the finger.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It went to voicemail.
Well, yeah, because so like, I hung up, and then I tried doing it through... Anyway, so then I just held the fucking phone like this, and I was like, hey! Fucking yelling at you. Yeah.
We had the people in the brewery are all, like, kind of looking over towards us and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. Good. I'm glad you guys got some press and stuff.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So
In Colorado. Awesome. Couldn't breathe, but you could do a podcast.
Yeah. Met up with an old friend and everything, and well, you know him. Met up with Don. Met up with Don.
Oh yeah, did you see Sal at the tailgate?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Yeah. Nice. Was that stage new? Because I don't remember that stage being there.
They opened.
Really? He sent me this picture. He goes, "Was this fucking stage here? Or like an outdoor?" Like band stage.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really? And I was like, no. Well, he goes, it's literally been here since they've opened. I was like, fuck that.
Well, you know how, you know, we were sitting outside.
Yeah, we would have been staring right at it.
No, we were looking the other way.
Oh, I thought.
Because you know how the outside is like an L shape
around
the bar, because the bar is, you know, on that corner there.
Yeah.
So it's L shaped. Well, it's in that back corner of that L.
Oh, that's where they get you.
I mean, shit. Well, we were. Yeah, we were drinking a lot.
Oh, we went pretty hard.
We didn't see a whole lot.
I don't want to interrupt you guys, but that was like a solid 5 minutes of middle of conversations getting finished. You know what I mean?
I just heard a bunch of names I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
You were like, well, you know how Sal said that thing? And he's like, yeah. I didn't see it. And he goes, last time.
Sal's the one that said.
He's like, Don was there. I was like.
Well, Don, yeah, Don like, Don's the guy. I went to high school with him.
Oh, he lives out there. Him practical
you know
jokers.
His music. Don McLean.
And Sal's, he's the owner. He's the one that said, if you guys ever get out there, you're more than welcome to play on his stage.
Awesome.
So, yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck, how are we getting out of there?
That's what I said. Now it's just logistics.
Very carefully.
They got to pay us to get out there.
So they got a bike.
Well, we just have to work on a tour to eventually get across there.
Oh, there you go.
But I don't know if
finish
you really want to play.
Rocks.
Well, we can play in Wisconsin, but I don't know about Iowa and Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't even think
the entire population shows up.
Maybe they got like
this room.
Well,
corn
it's,
festival.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have a corn fest every fucking 3 days. That's all they do.
But, corn Huskers.
Yeah.
That song "You Raise Me Up" plays every time.
I don't even think big bands play in Nebraska.
Well, they had some pretty good bands playing when we were out there. Wait, isn't at the bars. Corn
from Nebraska?
Iowa. Or, no, kidding. Slipknot's from Iowa.
I was just fucking kidding.
Are they really?
Slipknot's from Iowa.
Oh, no, shit. I didn't know that.
He didn't get that one either, did he?
I didn't hear it.
No, I don't think so. Like,
fuck, dude. I'm tired.
I know. We're all tired.
I'm usually.
We do this for you, folks. We're here for you.
I'm glad you got it, Raj. Thank you.
I'm on it, dude.
We should probably be fucking asleep, but we're here to entertain.
I slept on the plane all day.
Oh, yeah.
These two are tired. Me and Raj really know how to hold it down. So.
The whiskey's kicking in. It's kicking in. Yeah,
good.
It's making me more tired.
Well, I didn't.
I slept on the 25-minute flight from Detroit to Saginaw, but Denver to
that flight sucks.
From Denver to Detroit,
yeah.
I watched Anyone But You.
What's that? That's Sydney Sweeney.
Yep,
yes,
Sydney Sweeney.
It is.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Yeah. I knew that.
Oh,
okay.
I just watched that movie.
It was
it's a good one.
Yeah. It was all blurred, but it was a good movie.
Oh,
it's
a great movie.
I wasn't going to fucking sit here like this.
Yeah, on the plane.
What's that guy doing?
Well, right. Yeah. Donald looked at me. Is your neck hurting? Because I'm doing this. Just find out what part of my glasses I can see best in, you know. See the monitor. But no, it was a good movie.
No, it is a good movie. I like that one.
And see, we got the cheap Netflix account here. So when it came on Netflix, it says, you have to buy this because you only pay us $1 a month.
There's a Netflix? I thought it was just ads. They have a Netflix now that has
well,
ads.
Well, yeah, that's what we have.
Oh, you have to pay for the movie, though?
But certain movies that come out are not free.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I didn't
But
know
it's
that.
Cheap. Oh. I mean, it costs us. I think it was like
it's cheap until you want to watch a movie.
Most movies are free, but there's certain ones that you have to pay for because we pay $1.19 a month through our Verizon account.
That's it.
Yep, because we have Verizon, so we got it through Verizon. It's $1.19 a month.
Because you're paying for a fucking subscription through a phone company, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll give you like two movies and a show."
Oh no, that was the only one that came up where you had to actually purchase it if you wanted to watch it.
Oh, wow.
That I've come across so far. But
did you wipe it off and apologize?
Yeah, I did.
All right, good.
I did. Mm-hmm. Then I watched it.
Did you get it that time?
Watch it again, and then I had to wipe the screen off again.
Hurt the McFly.
He got it.
Got that one. I was paying attention that time.
Whatever he said 3.5 times.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Wrap back around.
Good.
But I'm too poor to afford to pay attention.
We got it.
No, that's true. Me too.
Yeah, that's 20. But that 25-minute flight from Detroit to Saginaw.
That flight sucks.
It was awesome. Yeah, but if I would have had to pay for gas and keep a car in Detroit.
You're right.
It would have cost more.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you lay over or did you get right on?
There was a 40-minute layover in Detroit.
That's enough to grab a
beer. That's not bad at all, yeah.
That's
no,
terrible.
It was.
I don't like those flights.
Our flights, this trip was probably the best one I've ever had. All the flights were on time. All
right. Fuck our Vegas trip. Yeah.
Well, no. All the flights were on time. No big layovers. Everything worked great.
Yeah, Delta's been doing real good recently.
No, well, we had United on the way out, Delta on the way back. But everything went great because we flew to Nebraska, so we flew United for that wedding.
No, I tell you what, those 25-minute, 30-minute flights are weird because it's like, you know, the seatbelt light comes on when you're going up. And then it's like, ding, you can take them off. Ding, you can put them back on.
Yeah, you're already coming back down.
Yeah. you had exactly 64 seconds to go take a piss.
Yep, that's it. and then you like finally get back to the door. They're like, sir, can you please sit down? We're
descending now.
Yeah. You're like,
we have ascended to 2,000 feet.
We just put the landing
now,
gear.
Yeah. Now we're descending.
That's the thing. The wheels come up.
That's why they call it a punch come back skipper.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I wonder if they even do lift the wheels up, really.
Yeah, they do. Oh. Yeah, because we're sitting like right on the wing on every flight, and you felt the shit.
Something on the wing.
Yeah,
Oh
yeah,
on the wing.
That's why every time I'm on a flight and I look out and I'm on the wing, all I see is that fucking gargoyle guy ripping the fucking wing off.
Is that like, Twilight Zone reference?
Is he out there?
There's something on the wing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm on it. I pay for Netflix. I have Twilight Zone.
Welcome back.
I just like saying it. It's also an Ace Ventura reference too.
Oh yes, that's right.
That did sound like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded like
Bill Shatner.
No. Keep going. Fucking
William Shatner.
No.
Keep going.
Never mind. His name escapes me right now.
Enough of my boring trip.
You know, how? Like, what's that? What's that guy's name?
Christopher Walken.
Yes, that's what
it sounded like. Whose guitars are these? Wow.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
that good, dude.
Yeah, it's really good. It's
really good. Gold, on it.
Baby, yeah. You're going to wear gold diapers.
But if you think, you if you think most of his impressions kind of sound like Christopher Walken doing an impression.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Doing an impression of himself.
I got a fever. Only prescription.
One of my favorite ones to do is Ed Wynn.
Yep.
You know, the old Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. Ed Wynn. Ed Wynn.
That did sound like Christopher Walken doing an impression of Mad Hatter.
Isn't that funny? No, yeah. Every time you hear him do an impression, you're going to be like, is that Christopher Walken doing that impression?
I'm starting to think you guys are Spartan fans.
Not a bit.
Used to be.
God. Used to be.
Everything they pull out, whether it's like, I'm pretty sure his cigarette rolls have Spartan logos on them.
Oh, they do, yeah. Yep. Little Spartan heads on.
Yep. Literally everything just has some sort of logo on it.
Well, that's
if you see the smoke coming up, it makes S's, like that black S.
The koozies I want to buy are basically this. They're going to be this green with the white, and it's just the Beers Babble logo in white. So that's the koozies we're going to be getting.
Well, you know, well, you got tattoos. I got a tattoo.
Tattoo. Yes, party tattoo?
Yeah. Well, it says MSU. But if you rub it, it says Michigan State University founded in 1888 with a trademark in it.
1855.
If you rub it. Yeah. Dude, you gotta stop speaking in like riddles.
It's his dick.
Oh my
dick.
God.
It's almost... his dick.
Ah.
Jesus
dude, oh
Christ.
My God.
Wow. Hey, Mason.
We gotta go down the road. I gotta go Mason. Start enrolling in high school classes again, dude.
Fucking go to bed.
Dude,
Jesus Christ. I got another one. Mason, go to bed.
I was way more on it the last time I was on him.
Like, yeah, man, we had a great time with Mason. Everything was real cool. It was fun. And we come today and we're just like, fucking wieners, what?
I was getting those jokes.
I was rubbing it.
You guys stop speaking fucking riddles, dude.
That fucking hamster's
working overtime.
You went
to Colorado and you came back
right
the Sphinx, man.
You can see it with the steam coming out of my ears when I was trying to figure that out. I'm hotboxing these earphones. And,
what's the average velocity of an unlightened swallow?
See, don't even. The little guy in his brain's hitting the fucking panic button. Like, no. Yeah. Cut this shit down.
Yeah, I'll wake up tomorrow. I'm like, oh, I got it.
He came across the bear.
It was
face.
His. It was Roger's dick.
Just understand it's always Roger's dick.
It really is.
90% of the shit he says is.
So if bluebirds have blue babies.
Hold on.
Your dick.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on.
If bluebirds have blue babies and blackbirds have black babies, what bird doesn't have babies? The swallow.
Okay, I got that
one. Hey, that is.
Hey, you got that one?
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
No, yeah.
He's proud of himself. How much time are we in it right now?
Hang on.
Because I'm almost wondering if it's that time for beer of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's right. It's absolutely time for beer of the week.
Yeah,
you were about to be normal on that. You were like, oh, yeah.
What time is beer of the week?
Right now.
Aren't you glad you wrote aren't you glad you wrote an outline?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana? I thought that was clever.
I don't get it.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer. Beer of the week.
Not surprising, but here's beer of the week anyway.
What'd you get? You grabbed two cups? Fuck. We're so tired.
What did you know? Why
did we
are
get
you,
this?
Why are, is that the end of the cups? I don't get one. Fine.
I'm surprised they're not
fucking
Sparty cups.
Yeah. They were Sparty cups, and then he took them away when we burned through them too fast.
So while you're boring that, just a thought. Do you know that you actually don't wash your hands? You just watch one hand wash the other.
Yes, I'm doing this to me. You hurt my head. I know. I get it. I'm looking. I'm wrong.
You watch one hand wash the other hand. You don't really wash your hands. You just watch them wash each other.
I don't know. If Roger was up at Aisles and he was with me the first night, I would have been way down bad because I was way too high. He starts talking like this. I would have started freaking out, man.
Wait,
he's like, you watch one hand wash the other. Yeah. Oh my God, he's right.
Wait.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, don't Munger.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Munger, you're fucked. Yeah.
All right.
Guy, you're fucked.
This week, we have Red Zeppelin. It's an English-style red ale.
Led Zeppelin.
Red Zeppelin.
No, that's what Led Zeppelin did. You don't sniff the shit. You drink.
My bad.
From
snort it.
From Burnham.
Zed Zeppelin.
from Burnham Brewery in Michigan City, Indiana. It is a 6.2% ABV, 40 IBU.
Isn't that fucking lazy?
Michigan City, Indiana?
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't come up with their own fucking cities?
Exactly.
No, they wanted to have at least one good
Jesus.
One. So, cheers.
Cheers.
Do, 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 do.
Tastes like a black dog, doesn't it?
Oh, what?
The song?
Yeah.
Is that
Led Zeppelin.
Black dogs?
No, it's Led Zeppelin.
So you got that.
Zed Replin.
You got that in the worst way.
I really don't.
I've gotten a lot of things in the worst way.
It's kind of like a fancier Killian's.
It doesn't like have a taste to me. Like, yeah. It's almost like.
It's very smooth.
Too smooth.
It's because you're drinking that whiskey.
Yeah, probably.
It could be, yeah. No, it's not bad. To me, it's like a fancy Killian's.
It's not bad. I'm just saying, like,
is it like a Killian's?
I wanted it to be stronger.
Oh, yeah.
2.5.
He was like, oh, fuck, my favorite beer?
Well, I don't know if I want to try it. Then.
No. Well, it's not going to hurt you. But it ain't going
to
make
it happen. Thanks to the folks out at Ideal Party Store, where we get all of our fancy beers. Visit them on Salzburg or Johnson.
That is just like a Killian's.
Yeah. It is. Well, it's a red ale. Yeah. Red ale, yeah. I give it a 3. Just a flat 3.
What a disturbing beer to name after Led Zeppelin. You know,
Red Zeppelin.
One of the best rock bands.
What do you give it?
Zed Replin.
It's underwhelming. It's like fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. It'll make a turd. It's not bad. It's not great. But it's not.
I give like
awful.
A 2.5.
Oh, 2.5 straight down the middle.
Yeah, cheers to that.
It's fine.
Like, yeah, it's
nobody's
like,
fine. Hair is fine. Nobody's fine.
You're going after him.
Yeah,
you know
God
that he's
damn it.
And you're just fucking.
Okay, yeah. Thick skin over here, right? He's been absolutely lambasting me.
He's fucking champing at the bit all week to just rip into somebody.
Yeah, I even wrote down some stories that I have.
Oh, look at you. I got some last call list. Yeah, enough time on the plane there, you know, when you weren't staring at fuzzy tits.
No, I did that when we were driving through the mountains. They're like, look at that, look at that, look at that. I said, yeah, you fuckers. Can't see a goddamn thing.
Eddie just said that's fuzzy. Yeah,
I would have done that too.
Yeah.
Huh? Eddie just said fuzzy tits.
Well, have you ever seen Sydney Sweeney's tits?
Well, I watched the movie.
I did. I did today.
Yeah. No, you tried.
I tried.
If you've actually seen.
Yeah.
I have fuzzy tits.
I saw them, but she didn't have nipples.
Well,
in my vision.
Over?
In my vision.
Well,
it was just a.
You get those bifocals rocking. You see the nipples next time.
They are. That's why I was doing this shit all fucking fly. Wait, I can see. Wait, oh, fuck.
Just looks like you're approving of the movie.
Yeah.
Hit
a fucking turbulence and everything went to hell.
It's like he's got a nervous tick while he's flying.
Well, that's why Don was like, is your neck okay?
Love it.
It was funny. He was telling me how.
Oh, can you rub it?
How we got off the.
I want to read my
about
tattoo.
Roger's dick if he didn't.
I want to read my tattoo.
All right. I just love when the father interrupts. I watched that happen 20 times.
about his mother.
Smeezy's just like,
yeah. I'm like, come on. No, he was talking about getting off the big plane and going to a small plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, was there like 2 seats in front of you, 2 seats behind you? He goes, yep. Your mom was sitting behind me. The pilot was in fucking front.
Yep.
It was funny.
That plane wasn't any longer than my fucking phone.
I don't like it.
I don't know why that was so fucking funny.
We were walking through the terminal. I'm like, hey, maybe that one melt. They kept getting smaller and smaller. And then all of a sudden I didn't see a plane. It was like, here's our gate. It's like, what the fuck?
It's just a fucking trebuchet. And you sit in like a booth. And
we're on the tarmac going and going and going. I look at that. I'm like, what are you fucking driving? It's like, oh, what the hell's going on here?
It's a hang glider. Get a running
start.
It's
like, Jesus Christ.
Your pilot today is Stuart Little.
Yeah, right.
You could hang glide from Detroit.
No tours of the cockpit because there ain't no room.
No shit. Yeah, that's terrible. No, I'm sorry. They didn't even have a beverage cart that just came up. They were just like, you want something to fucking drink or what?
Yeah. No, they just.
Yeah, can I get a cup? We'll be landing in a shortly.
Well, it was such a short flight. She just came running down the aisle with a sprinkler.
The holy water. The holy water thing where she just fucking comes to you. It's like, water. You're saved.
They're able to connect water to it because it's so short of a flare.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no more water. We got a kink in the hose.
She hits you with that fucking parent thing when you're like, ma'am, can I get a water? She's like, drink your fucking spit.
Okay.
We got water at home.
There's not enough room.
You got water at home.
There's not enough room on this plane for a bathroom. There's just a bucket in the back. Everybody look the other way.
Now, here's something that, and I hate to, I don't want to take up the whole damn episode about the trip. But
no, you're good.
We're in Denver.
We've done it.
Going through security. And I don't know if these are new rules or, you know, I don't fly that often.
Yeah.
But we're going through security. You know, you got to take your shoes off, take your belt off, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
blah. Well, this kid, you know, he's with his parents. He goes, well, I'm only 13. I don't have to take my shoes off, do I? Well, no, you're good. They let him go through.
Fucking terrorist.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Terrorist.
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay. Okay.
<We're GSA. laughs>
Well, and I'm getting to that. It's like, okay, kids these days, you know, okay, we're going to die. Then behind me is this old guy. He goes, well, I'm too old. I shouldn't have to take my shoes off. The guy goes, well, I don't know how old you are. He goes, I'm 75. He goes, no, you got to take your shoes off. Now, this one, I'm thinking, the fucker's already lived his life. He wants to go out with a bang. Yeah, you got to take your shoes off. We're fucking going to blow up.
Your alarm's going off in this line.
I'm like.
Yeah. Like, only people
but
13,
you know,
between 13 and 75 carry bombs.
Yep.
So,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
literally shoe
fuck.
Bombs. That's like a famous bomb.
If I'm like 75 and I got nothing to live for, fuck, I'm going to go blow up a plane. What the hell? I ain't got to take my shoes off.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Right. Yeah.
You might not be able to.
That's too stupid.
You said that. You might not be able to fly anywhere.
Yeah,
they're
putting,
no,
they're
I've been, on, I've been yeah. on a. I was on a terrorist list.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after 9/11, I got stopped twice at MBS airport.
Oh, yeah?
Is this a joke or is this true?
No,
story?
This is true. And
oh, well, we can never fucking tell.
We're flying out. No, this is actually true. We're
oh,
flying
okay.
out
your
to Vegas.
Is so dry, I can't tell. It was a joke. Come
no.
on, tragedy.
It was your mom and I and my mom and dad.
Okay.
Flying out to Vegas for the CES, Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how big that fucking airport is. You know, it's about half the size of this basement.
Yeah.
So I go through security. They pull me over. Take, you know, this is before you... Before you had to do all the shoe shit and all that crap, yeah. Well, it was just the year after 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay, take your shoes off and all that stuff. Okay, no problem, you know. Go through all this stuff, wind me down, all that stuff. And you know how big, you know, the gates are there. It's
yeah.
They're not that big. So we sit down, okay, and then they're like, okay, we're boarding, you know, you get in line to board. So we're in line, and we're getting up to the plane. They pull me out of line. I said, you just... It was the same lady. I said, you just checked me.
I was a little late for this.
You checked me 15 feet away 5 minutes ago. What the fuck? I said, you know, I said, next time I'll just wear a turban. And she points at this sign that's hanging in the airport where, I mean, I could have went to jail for that, for saying that because of this sign
oh,
they had in there.
Yeah,
like,
I can imagine. Yeah.
For saying that.
But
yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking serious? I said, you checked my shoe. I've been looking at you for 5 minutes. Do you think I changed my shoes or something or fucking laced them with? I mean, what the hell? Oh,
that's crazy.
Pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Then we get in Minnesota and land and we had to change planes. They pull my mom over. They take her out of line. Grant, your grandma. They take her out of line. It's like, God,
poor grandmother.
Fucking racial profiling.
Death
I tell
to
you.
America.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just because we got the darker skin. It's like, really? You know,
you guys are, you're
racial,
white, right?
Racial, yeah. Well, I'm Polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Polish, German.
You stay
Dutch,
on the sun too long.
Italian.
That's
all that.
Probably, yeah.
All Italian. But
whatever your really
just,
long last
it.
Name is.
That was probably the worst.
Oh, yeah.
One of the worst trips I've ever taken.
You switched off now. Crazy. To Debus Kopczewski?
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Ron White says, man, that's profiling. Profiling
yeah.
is wrong.
It's like, are yeah. you serious? I mean, well, I mean, okay, if it was in fucking Detroit or O'Hare or something like that.
Yeah,
where
like a larger
a
airport. Where it's, yeah.
But Christ, I'm, you know, I've been 10 feet away from you for 5 minutes and you're going to check me twice.
Well, technically, yeah. you'd be smarter to go to one of those air, like
yeah, the
MBS.
Smaller guys.
Yeah. yeah, that would be like the smart decision.
Yeah. Oh, I was.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a terrorist.
Ruined my whole flight. But but jeez. That year when I landed in, when we landed in Vegas, we went in the airport and I put $1 in a machine and won $150 first pull.
There
so,
you go.
So we took a limo. To the hotel and all that stuff, so it made up for it, I guess. But
yeah,
soon. if that would have happened to you today, like the post on that, somebody somewhere would have made just a huge,
oh,
just
yeah.
absolute mess.
Oh yeah,
and it would have been online
about what
hilarious
and about profile.
Oh, about shit.
If someone would have pulled you out of line, like
twice
in today,
twice in
yeah,
10 feet
in today. We would have all known about it within
yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah, before
oh,
you
yeah.
even got
oh,
on.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah,
they
yeah Donna would have been
they were just,
live.
They were just
yeah.
coming out with cell phones then.
Yeah.
We saw those at CES.
Let him go.
But,
Donna. world star?
Donna. Yeah, Donna would have ended up in jail.
Her husband's getting arrested for being a terrorist.
What the fuck is going on?
She's on live. Hashtag. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Wow.
Beer
that
trivia?
That was a real good... Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm done venting.
No.
Did you guys rate this shit?
Yeah.
Did you get on your untapped? Hey, and that's what Caitlin told me, too, at the damn brewery.
Yeah.
Because I asked her about, you know, the IBVs or whatever that... What is
IBUs.
It? IBUs.
IBUs.
ABV.
ABV. I had the ABV, but the IBUs...
Not to be a DUI.
And, and she says, well, we don't do that, but if you need me to, I can call the brewer and have him come down here and he can explain it to you. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
I would have.
But she goes...
So I'm like, yeah, let me get a whole
supply.
Dude's
just at home. He's like...
But she's like, it might be on that on that app.
ABV is alcohol by volume, yeah. You motherfucker.
And she's like, it might be on that app. What is it? And I said, Untappd. She goes, yeah, that app.
Yeah.
So... That's all you knew
app.
It was legit.
Yeah.
Had the card.
That's a huge app.
And I wasn't expecting anything, but when Chris came over with that flight of beers and said, Caitlin said, you got to try these and pick.
Nice.
For
beer to
beer
week.
Beer to week.
Nice.
Yeah, but because they had a damn straight ale is what we were going to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But.
Well, beer trivia.
No, sorry.
I can't wait.
Okay. What?
Yeah, your brain's working on fucking all cylinders right
I'm
now.
I'm about to make myself look absolutely stupid.
What?
Little smoke coming out.
Yeah.
You can't see it.
Fucking hamsters sweating so hard spinning that wheel in there. What two-word...
Speaking of hamsters. Just kidding.
I took a trip once.
We were for 4 hours.
You know, if you take a paper towel tube and you shove it up your ass and you put a hamster in it.
All right, Richard Gere.
Well, it's like all hamster in, I guess. Never did it. Heard about it.
Beer trivia.
Beer trivia. How many hamsters does it take to change a light bulb?
Shut the fuck up. Drink your Bacardi.
Your father.
I love you.
Too much rum the last 10 days.
He's still on vacation.
Yeah. I made a pyramid.
Holy shit.
I made a pyramid out in Colorado with these bottles.
Oh, yeah? What two-word Belgian-style Witbier brewed by...
What beer?
Witbier.
Witbier?
Yeah, white beer. Brewed by Miller's Coors was a color with a colorfully astronomical name shares its name with a doo-wop standard recorded by the Marcells.
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon is correct.
Is it
Blue Moon?
That's quick, dude.
Yeah, that was real fast.
This guy
over there talking shit the whole time.
Incompetent the whole fucking episode. Yeah, he goes, Blue Moon.
What are you talking about? This is
a
great story.
That was me incompetent. I was nuts.
I'm
sorry.
Don't be sorry. Fuck
you guys
that
are both
guy.
Wearing hats.
You're
and
doing
shit.
A bit. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the hat that did it.
Yeah,
it's the hat. It's where he gets the source of his power.
It was keeping all the thoughts in instead of, you know.
I was still trying to fucking find out what, like, some of the words you were saying.
You were like,
you already got to
see.
Yeah, I said, what two-word Belgian-style Witbier brewed by Miller Coors with
that
a colorfully astronomical name, shares its name with a doo-wop standard recorded by
ourselves. Colorful astronomical.
It was,
yeah.
It was
Blue Moon.
It was Miller Coors.
It's all
colorful
riddles tonight. It's all riddles.
Yep.
Yeah, Blue
it's all riddles.
It really
yep.
is. And yeah, so.
Yep.
Plus, I know all the brands that Miller Coors has. So.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Miller Coors.
Heck yeah.
Well, good.
Well, congratulations. You earned some Bacardi.
Hey!
There you go.
Drink
you
up.
Want some more?
Blue Moon.
No, we have an exciting thing to talk about. We played our debut Chapter 4 show recently. Just this past Friday, Mason, run
us
through that.
I don't want to cut you off, but
you
I'm
are
very sorry that I missed it.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I was out of the country, or out of the state.
You were getting pulled over being called a terrorist.
Yeah, you can't leave the country.
I was in Colorado. I was looking at the only thing I could see in the fucking mountains was the snow on top because it was white. And I didn't know if it was clouds or what, but there was no other clouds. So I'm like, oh, got to be snow.
Yeah, it's okay that you missed it because I'll run you through the
exactly
goods and bads.
Happened.
All right, do it.
So
I'm listening.
I played.
I'll shut up.
Two sets.
Yeah, you did back to back.
I played two sets.
I saw that online.
He's in two different bands because he's psycho.
Dude, and it was psychotic that time because it was Smeeks. It was 100 degrees.
Yeah,
in that
this place does not believe in AC.
Sorry.
I'm Smeegs. You're Big Smeegs. That's how it goes.
It was. No one can hear you, right? It was 100 degrees. My band led off the night
I literally like started playing, and I was like, "All right, everybody, get in here!" And then it started getting real hot. I was like, "All right, everybody, get out! No. Everybody, leave!"
What band?
I don't want to interrupt, but in some pictures, it looked like they had a roll up garage door there. Maybe it was just something I saw in the background.
We played in a boxing ring.
Yeah,
it was really cool. Yeah. It was really fun.
It was really cool.
It was spacious. Mm-hmm. It was bigger than some stages I've played, Yeah, I got up there, and then I think I played like a half hour, maybe 35.
Yeah.
And then I get off, I'm like, oh my God, I got to do this again.
Yeah. He's the front man of a...
Really heard it last time.
Yeah. I know, but what is it? What's the name of the band?
Off-Brand.
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 The front man of Off-Brand.
Off-Brand.
He plays a guitar that, obviously, you guys know that he's Luthier from our past episodes. He made
That's
himself. It was really cool. It was really, really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great.
It was fun. I had fun doing that, but I did have more fun playing with Chapter 4 for the reason of, like, I get to just go nuts.
Yeah. You're very animated.
This dude was so cool. Nuts. I've never had, like, John's usually busy, like, fucking doing his thing.
Making it sound good.
Yeah. And Dennis is up front.
Let's be honest.
It was so cool. During one of the fucking heaviest songs, Mason comes over and starts bashing his bass on one of my cymbals. I've never had that before. It's so rock and roll.
I hit my headstock on a cymbal.
It was so fucking cool.
Nice.
Fun.
It was fun. It was sweaty.
Yeah.
It was
fat, sweaty.
It was punk. It was a very punk show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I did. Won't name any names. Won't name any band names. I did show up there, first load in. Everybody was kind of like snarky in a little bit, and some of them, not any of the like main people and like bands, but like the people there were like, I was like,
yeah,
hey, what?
A little bit.
Hey, I'm Mason, I play in Off-Brand Chapter 4, where do we load in? I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, all right. So like nowhere, or is there a show here?
And like,
like
you
where do you want me
tonight?
To put my
like,
shit?
Want to cancel or?
And I'm like, all right. So and I finally like get somebody that's in a band. I'm like, hey, where do you guys load in? And then they're obviously like, hey, we're right here. I'm like, oh, it's like really
perfect.
Easy to like answer a question.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It was a very simple question, and it was cool.
It was fun.
I think we played very well. I think we have some heavy hitters for a half-hour set.
I think so, dude.
It's really fun to play like those short sets and just like absolutely punch people in the neck and then leave.
Yeah. You guys actually saw a little short video if you follow us on any of our social medias.
Thank you for taking those.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
very cool. We posted, I believe, a snippet of Stranger.
Yeah, and then Preacher.
And then Preacher song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Preacher's son.
Son.
I was going to say, do I not know the real name of that song?
Yeah. Well, we usually just call it, like, you know, we have, like, cue words for it.
Yeah.
We usually just call it Preacher's, but
it's
Preacher's son. Yeah. No, but it was a great show, man. I had a blast. It was super, super fucking hot. But afterwards, I got, like, that weird feeling. Like, I don't know. Like, we got done, and there was, like, a couple of claps. But you looked at people, and they were, like, surprised almost. So I'm like, all right, either one or two things. We fucking sucked. Or we left them speechless.
Here's the thing. I knew we played well.
Yeah, you did play really, really well.
I knew we played well, and I knew that I think there's, like, weird things at those shows where, like,
shock factor.
If there's not enough people or there's two – if there's not enough people, like, there's got to be that one person that starts, like, the
– Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, the
– Yeah.
They're getting rowdy. Yeah.
Eric loved it.
He loved it.
Saw him in one of the videos back there. Just
he goes on. Oh,
yeah.
You see my dad just taking up a bunch of space.
What did he seemed thoroughly impressed after one of our songs.
Who's that?
He did Moon. Your dad.
Yeah, our sound is what Moon likes. He likes that heavy shit.
Yeah, because I remember he was talking to Carrie, and I heard him. He was just like, I didn't know that, or they played like this or something like that. And I was like, oh, I think he might be enjoying it a little bit.
Oh, he's excited for Munger.
Mm-hmm.
He's excited. He's like, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna get shit faced.
Yep. Yep.
Like,
absolutely.
I'm gonna listen to music.
Yep. Get like, that backstage look a little bit, you know.
I was like,
come to the side.
I was like, Dad, you load in drums. You can stay back there.
Yeah,
100%. You load stuff in. You can do whatever you want.
Especially at the next fucking
gig. Why do you think I help
gig?
Load shit up and then like tweak the sound and stuff and all that so that they don't fuck with me?
Yeah,
around.
Exactly. Like, you act like you're supposed to be there, and no one says a thing.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what you should do in the airports.
You should just carry a ladder everywhere. They'll let you through.
God damn it, I'm flying the fucking plane. What are you doing? Why are you checking me? I'm flying the fucking plane.
Yep. So, yeah, I fix the plane. He carries a ladder onto the plane.
That's my carry on.
Yep. Yeah. Gets up there and then he
16 foot extension ladder. Yep.
Yeah. Then he gets up there and they're just like, sir. And you're like, yeah, can you check this real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plane side.
That's funny. This is my wheelchair.
What's our next show?
Our next show? Our next show.
Next show is BMO's. BMO's.
Yeah. If you guys come and check out the BMO show, the drummer might have like a new kit or something like that or something.
Yeah. They're going to be videotaped there for Delta College.
We are.
That show,
we
are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They're being featured.
That was out of the woodworks. I was like, holy shit, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. That's going to be real neat.
What's the name of that? Are we not saying that?
What?
Are we not saying what that is?
No, it's I just don't remember. It's like
I don't remember either.
I O H U something.
Because I was trying to like trying to explain it to my dad, and I was like, he's like, what is it?
It's a class that students take at Delta, and they feature local musicians. And so, what?
So we do have BMOs on the 26th of this month, but then you can catch us at Willow.
Like
the Willow.
A couple
days later,
like
on the 29th.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this right now. We're not fucking practicing that week.
Fuck no, dude. We'll be fine.
My fucking blisters
like
on me fingers.
Is that the first time you looked at it and you're like, holy fuck, who booked this shit so close to each other?
And it's this guy's fucking fault. He had asked me one time, he goes, hey, like, am I doing too much? And I was like, you're booking shows. He goes, yeah, but am I doing too much? I was like, no. I was like, we lack at that extreme.
This guy's
goes,
a marketing hound,
yeah,
too.
It's insane.
I really appreciate all that.
He hits it up, and he's just like, hey, we good to play this date or this date? And we just throw things out, and he's just like, cool.
The reason I did that is because John was like, oh, Wednesdays? And I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's the day I could fucking play. So I was like, this is what I can do? That's it.
If we, you know, we go in there on Wednesday, and the lady was like, the stage is yours. And I was like, I don't know how long that is, but I was like, I feel like we probably should have somebody come open.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like going up there cold
is
like really dangerous.
Especially if you got to warm the people's ears up for, especially our sound. It's a little different.
So I've been trying to message people, and no one's gotten back to me. I don't think anybody wants to play on Wednesday, but I'll find somebody.
I was just about to say, do they not want to make it up?
Yeah.
Make it big? What do you got?
Yeah.
You got to play what you got to play, and you got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Get up and do it. I fucking perform this every Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's about that time.
It might be.
About that time for Last Call. Da-ding, ding, ding, da-ding.
Last Call. Last Call for Alcohol. Oh.
Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call
Mason,
for alcohol.
I got you up first.
Get going.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll talk about a couple of weeks.
Drink up.
All right.
Drink up,
well, please, I'd love to hear.
You were there.
Oh, fucking awesome.
Even better. We're up playing a little private show up in Lupton, Michigan. Up at the Or our guitarist, John Asel, his family, his grandparents own nice, beautiful, beautiful land. I don't know if you've seen
Ace and Juice.
No, I haven't been
up there.
We love
it. Oh, it's beautiful. I hope we can do it again next year, even though.
Oh, we will.
My experience. It was just nighttime. It was just nighttime that was bad for us.
So I don't think anyone knew about it.
That's an annual thing.
Yeah, that is an annual thing.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of fun, except for, like, except when
Friday
the sun went
night.
Down. No, both nights.
Oh, well, yeah.
It kind of sucked for both nights,
that's true.
If you remember.
I do.
So
trust me, because I was up and running.
Yeah.
That was great.
Me and my girlfriend, we get there, you know, what would we get there? Probably four or five.
She's a treasure, by the way.
She's
met her. She was real, real nice. Had a good conversation with her.
Absolute sweetheart.
Yep,
she loves the band. She loves music, and she's a good supporter.
Yeah.
She's a good supporter of me getting too
Schwifty.
I thought I was a rock star, Raj. I thought I was a, like, no holds bar rock star. And
he's got a bigger one of these pussy cups.
I got there.
He
fills
it with a mixed drink.
Same color.
So did she bring you down to Earth?
No, I brought myself up to Mars. I went and you know, I'm drinking the old this and Diet Coke. That's what I'm drinking. That's my drink of choice is Crown Apple and Diet Coke. And I could throw them back as good as the next one. But when we incorporate, you know,
the green stuff,
drugs,
no sugar coat at all. Just
I was sitting around the campsite and I was like, and these drinks are feeling good. They're feeling right. I'm feeling nice and warm inside.
And you know the people you got around there. Yeah, the conversations flow good.
Beautiful.
You know?
And, yeah. And I'm like, Libby, my girlfriend Libby, I'm like, go get the stash. And she goes and gets the stash and she hands me my diet weed, which is my very, very low. She picks it out for me. It's
diet weed.
It's very low. It's like Diet Coke, but it's weed. It's very low. It's very mellow.
Diet weed.
It's like what they give like old people.
Yeah, but this thing was like this fucking large.
It was huge. It was huge. Yeah. It probably passed on the campsite four times.
Yeah, it's how big it was. But I remember getting
like
it in my hand, and I was like, should I save this to play with this tomorrow? Like, it's like a fucking
It was
drumstick.
Yeah. And so it comes around. And then another one comes around. That one's gone. And then another one comes around. And then I get into Eric Azel's stuff. And then I'm just like right across from.
You went 0 to fucking 60
from
real
Eric
quick.
Azel, and I remember just going, "Oh shit!" And I go, I look to Libby. I'm like, "We go back to the tent now." And I would go back to the tent. And I, as soon as we get back to the tent, I faint on the ground. I wake up. And I all I remember is waking up on a flat air mattress.
Yeah.
And I had thrown up. I had done everything but shit my pants. I had pissed out by the lake or the river. I had thrown up and
passed out
outside.
Yeah, you didn't faint. You passed the fuck out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Faint, passed the fuck out. I was sleeping. And then I was on the ground for a while. I
lost consciousness.
All right, let me paint a picture for you guys.
We had seen
Libby walk to the port-a-john that Gary rents every year. Gary and Jutes,
both
dude, are you kidding me?
People.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
So we see Libby coming back, and me and John and Dennis and everybody, we're like, what's she doing? So we ran up, we're like, Libby, what the fuck you doing? And she's like, I'm tending to Mason. And we're like, that's a weird way to put it. Like, if you guys, you know.
I'm the Mason tending.
Like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
and,
she
and
says.
And she goes, no, like
weird way to put it.
He's not doing so hot. And, you know, like, when you have
like,
a.
Wow, she's good at this.
When you have, like.
Go on,
you,
sorry.
When you have one of your friends that's like, oh, he's passed out, like, let's go fuck with him.
Yeah,
so we had that mentality. Yeah, we had that mentality until we went over and we saw him passed out, but his arm was like stuck up. And we said,
"You ever see a dog lay on its back?"
Yeah.
She just had one arm up.
No, but it was like it was like fucking crooked. And like, we shined a light on him. We were like, Mason. He went, and we went, oh, like he was too.
You know, I remember that.
Yeah, he was.
I know.
He
I
was
remember
too
that.
Fucked up to fuck with him. So we just went, ah, oh, and then we walked away. And
yeah,
I woke up in the morning. He's obviously already up. Like I stayed up late and passed out.
When
for
I get
a long
real
time.
Drunk and fucked up, I wake up early.
Yeah, and you were like, "Do you remember me sleeping outside?" And I was
that's
like,
how I
"Not
make
a
it
bit."
To work most of the time.
My tent was like fucking right next to theirs, and I didn't even notice he was passed out in the grass when I went to bed.
Awesome.
Libby's in a lawn chair. By me, sleep. That's how sweet of it. I, dude.
Aww.
She's so sweet. She's like in a lawn chair by me. It's like the grass is already like dewy, so I'm like wet. And
you know what? When you fucked up, that probably felt amazing.
It felt great.
If you were
high, too.
If you were
I was
snuggling
like,
close to me, I'd be wet too.
You got to keep that woman.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah, you do. Sweetheart.
But it's only been
never
for,
met her,
it's only been for like it's been less than a year, so let's give it some time.
you gotta realize
I did that 2 years, and she's like, "Get the fuck up."
I woke up with her kicking me in the ribs.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like, this was a lot better
she
last year.
She fits into the friend group and everything like that. She's a nice.
She's an
nice
easy
woman.
Hang. She's
yeah,
very.
She yeah, she put up on my shit Friday. So yeah, she's heck yeah.
So she's.
So she's pretty solid then.
Yeah. She caught me after six two-hearteds down. And I just yak, and she was actually like listening and being engaging. And
no, she wasn't.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what I, in my head. I think it could have just been fucking fear in the back of her eyes. But
she's like, yeah, I've been through worse.
Yeah.
She works at a pot shop. She's been through worse.
Oh yeah. She sees. So which ones like get me high, man?
Yeah.
And you're like this whole fucking building.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are you talking
you
about?
You guys have crack here?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I was going to talk about that weekend, too.
Would firefighters really put out a fire at a pot shop?
Of course.
Or would they just stand there?
Have you ever watched Tacoma FD? It's great.
Why just get hungry.
Just get hungry.
Yeah, they just
you guys want to go to lunch?
Hey, yeah.
It's fucking Tacoma FD. Watch it. It's so funny.
No, right, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
I just got to pay for it. He's got the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking pot shop burned down. He's like, hey, Ralph, go over there to Walmart there and get some chips.
Yeah. They're like, you haven't put the fire out. You're like, I'll get it in a minute.
What were you about to say about the weekend?
Oh, fuck me. No, my last call story. No. So, Saturday night. We get done. Yeah, actually, it is about you a little bit. And Dennis. Right. we get done playing. And, you know, you get those compliments. This is my last call story, by the way. It's not very good, but it's good. Anyway, we get done playing. We go out. We get the compliments and everything like that. So I go to walk away to, like, go change and everything. Because, you know, I got the swamp ass. I've been playing and stuff. And I think it was you that looked at me. You were like, hey, come back. We're waiting for a pitcher. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then John's walking away with Kira because Kira just needed to take, like, a quick 9-hour nap and stuff.
Kira did
and,
a me
yeah.
the next night.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like, 1 minute. 5 minutes later, Dennis was like, oh, boy, I got to go. So he left, zipped up his tent. It was the last time I seen him.
Last time I saw him, too.
Yeah, right. No shit. Well, I'm going to get to that. So
is he, like, still there?
I think so.
He's still there.
Been calling in every day. No, I'm just kidding. So I went to my tent. I changed. I come out, and Mason and Libby are laying on an air mattress in the middle of the lawn. And I go, hey, guys, what's going on? They're like, tents or fucking mattress got a hole in it. I'm just deflating it. And I was like, cool. Last time I saw them. I saw them moving their shit to the car. Well, not really. Not last time I saw them. So I go to the fire. And I'm talking with Eric and John and everything. Or John comes out a little bit after, and we're having a conversation. And the fire just starts to dwindle down. Like, people start, you know, going to bed or whatever. It gets to midnight. It gets blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking to this deaf guy, 100% deaf, across the way, and we were whispering. But he's an amazing lip.
No wonder he complimented me on the music.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because he could feel you. Yeah.
Felt it.
Yeah, really. No, seriously. They pushed him against the garage, and he was like, oh, shit.
They
like,
pushed
he
these guys.
No, seriously.
You stand
here. Dude, listen to this.
No, seriously. Yeah, they did, and that's what he did.
I love it.
But we were, like, talking, and we were laughing, and all of a sudden, you just hear his high ass across the fucking fire just bust out laughing. We didn't say it louder for anybody else to hear besides us, and he would laugh. It's because he was reading our lips. He would awesome. Laugh, and we'd look over, and he'd be looking at us. He'd point and be like, yeah, I fucking saw that. It's like, all right, hell yeah. So we start talking to him. You know, everything goes good. John's like, hey, you want to go shine for some fish across the road? I'm like, fuck yeah. So he gets his headlamp. We start walking, and Mason and Libby's car is right, like, at the foot of the driveway. So we're walking, and the light flicks on. So me and John kind of look, and Libby's up. She's sitting there looking at Mason, and Mason gets up like he just woke up 70 years fucking later. Hair's going completely that way. He's like trying to find it. He's like looking at something. He's like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, I don't think I've ever seen you so confused in your entire life. I am more fun to hang out with than I was those 2 days. Yeah. I swear to God.
No, it wasn't bad, dude. You were a great time. You were a blast.
Dude, I was gone for half of the time.
You were fucking exhausted after the gig. So was Dennis. Like, he just went to bed.
I'm sorry we were out of town and I missed it, but hearing all this shit, I'm almost glad I didn't be.
No, we went across the river with a couple of beers, and we saw this car, like, parked all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, two things. Either this guy murdered someone and he's burying him in the rifle.
Or they're humping.
Or they are fucking.
Yep.
John.
Okay. How the fuck you bury somebody in water?
Confused.
Bury him in the rifle.
See, I don't like his riddles either, Mason. I'm with you.
It sucks, dude.
Oh, fuck y'all. So, fuck you. I'm going back to Colorado.
John, being the guy that he is,
going home.
He's got fucking the sun on his forehead. This guy's headlamp is ridiculous.
Yeah, he got that off, like, fucking Amazon for, like, $10.
Yeah,
lights
insane.
Up the world.
He's even got fucking brake lights on the back. He's got tail lights. It's ridiculous.
That's funny.
So, but John being the guy, he is just fucking boom right on the car for, like, 5 seconds. And I'm just like, John, stop. And he's like, well, I want to see. Like, I want to see what they're doing. It's either he's out of the car or he's fucking, and it'd be funny, you know?
Like, it would be funny.
Yeah, like, it'd be funny. It'd
be hilarious.
So, anyway.
You just see a naked prairie dog that...
Yeah, go up and go back down. So we look at the water and we see the biggest brown we've ever seen. And we're like, dude, we got to go get our fucking fishing rods.
You didn't. You were going to go shine fishing. You didn't bring a fishing pole?
Yeah, not a bit. We were just looking. You know?
Okay.
And we seen this guy was like this big, and he was like right in front of us. So we're like, damn, we got to go to the fishing pole.
Just grabbed it.
Walked back. Nope. Just continued to get hammered by the fire. And I think we ended up going to bed at about 4 o'clock, but I don't remember going to bed at all. I remember waking up, and it was like 95 fucking degrees in my tent. You were already gone.
Yeah, I was going. Libby woke me up and we're like, we gotta leave.
Yeah, we gotta go. Yeah,
she's like pissed. She's like, I slept like shit.
Called in and everything.
She got called in earlier. We slept like shit, and we were like pissed. We didn't. We thought we prepared more, but you know the mattress going out.
Yeah,
sucked. But
that's the one.
We're doing better next year.
Your sleeping shit is like very important.
Oh right? Yeah,
that's not cued in. You're like, all right, fuck this shit.
Not on us. You went on us first night, fucker.
Yeah, but no, that's
why
my
I don't
camp.
Story.
That's why I said I don't camp either, but no. I went because I love these guys.
Wait, what was it? It was like fucking.
See, I'm with you, Eddie. I don't go. Why spend a shit ton of money to live like a fucking homeless person?
You don't exactly. have to. You don't have to spend a shit ton of money. You just know how to. I fucking camped out of a backpack that weekend.
We evolved. Why do we gotta go back?
No, yeah. I fucking camped out of a backpack. Fucking Mason was like, oh, when you said backpack, you really fucking meant it. Because I just had a backpack and then I set up a tent. Air
he did.
Mattress,
I was
fucking
like,
sleep.
I was like, we have Cheez-Its. But just like, I gotta go kill my dinner right now. You coming?
It was like funny. I had
Fred
that
bear out there.
I had a fucking chili burger and they were all giving me shit. And I was like, fucking let me camp. And then you.
I didn't
fucking,
give you shit
because
everyone's
no, you
giving
didn't.
Me shit about eating
yeah.
cold.
Yeah, you were like, I have a cold hot dog. And I was like, what the fuck? And you were like, bitch, let me camp. I was like, you got my ass.
I'm
leaving.
Vacation, dude.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a hot dog.
A frozen wiener. Just yeah. Like, no, now you're just sucking a fucking Eskimo's dick. Like,
oh my God.
What?
What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm sitting here listening to my son talking about sucking an Eskimo's dick.
No, I said, because he said, no, you're eating a frozen wiener. And I said, now you're
there's
just sucking
a,
an Eskimo's dick.
There isn't anything he'd do for a Klondike bar.
No shit.
Eddie, your last
but
call.
Anyway,
Eddie, last call.
Okay. Oh, what were you going to say?
What?
Go.
It's the last call. Go.
Oh.
You already poured
oh, he's
drink.
Last.
Your,
that's
your
why.
Story better be fucking long.
My last call, basically, we already kind of said. It was I was going to talk about the show and everything. And so you
talk
guys.
About, talk about the show.
You guys
talk
were
about
playing.
The show, yeah.
So I got there, and I was like, do they have a bar or anything? They're like, no, it's a fucking boxing rink. And I was like, okay. Well, what are we going to do? Because I don't want to just, like, stand here and listen to you people. And so, and John was like, well, we can walk down to my parents and get a cooler. And I was like, let fucking go. That's it. So we go down. And Eric was so nice. He cleaned it all out and everything.
Yeah. He brought it out.
Like,
it was
so
disgusting.
He brought that thing. He dug that up from the backyard. He brought it out. And he's like, here you go.
Yeah. I know. So, I was like, you don't have to fucking clean it. Like
he had the spray. And the first spray just went all over John. Missed him completely. It was so John just went, oh, sorry. Right.
Lemon pledge on his jeans.
Yeah.
It's fuck. Fresh.
Yeah. So
like
no,
I saw it come out of the bottle that way.
Yeah.
Just right on the
no, he's real nice. He cleaned it off for us. And funny. So we dragged it down to the marathon there and filled it with beer, bought some ice and loaded it up. And then we just stuck it in the back of John's car and tailgated most of the time because it was, you know, 1,000 fucking degrees in there. So I went in there when they played. And then got the fuck out and then just hung out in the parking lot.
Right away,
listened
I was out after the day. I was like, I'm even cleaning up, dude.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever torn a set down that fast.
Oh, it was
that,
crazy.
That was wild.
I left my shit up there.
I was
another
fucking
guy, another band wanted to use
the
it,
way,
but I was
like,
I'm fucking,
like, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was fucking throwing the bows, getting people out the way.
Yeah.
But we hung out in the parking lot and everything. And
how many people did we hit on the first walkout? We had that big-ass bass drum. Me and Dennis stabbed a woman in her arm with that spike on the bottom of my bass
ooh,
drum.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and Dennis goes, should have moved. I was like, nice.
Should've moved.
I was like, that's smart.
Yeah.
Get out the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, right. You're going to be standing there next time.
Yeah. She wasn't. She was gone.
Yeah.
So we're outside. We're hanging out. We're having some beers. And Spencer's like, well, I got to fucking go. I was like, what do you mean you got to go? He's like, I'm going camping. I was like, you literally were just camping. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, I'm going to go camping. And I was like, where are you going? He's like, Vassar. I'm like, who the fuck camps in Vassar?
It was actually a nice campground. It was nice, yeah.
But, yeah, so he leaves. So then I'm just left to my devices with these fools. And it was a great time.
It was fun.
We kept going. The bands were playing. And then slowly people start leaving. And I'm, you know, I get in that ramping mode. And I was like, well, where are we going? What are we doing? And they're like, well, we can go back to, you know, Eric and Carrie's. So, okay, so we go back there and ended up hanging out there till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And listening to albums and talking about music and Scottish dancing and shit. It was a lot of fun. Oh, yeah.
Carrie's big on that one.
Oh, it was so much fun. Carrie and I rolled to 7-Eleven at one point, and I got a taquito. Nice. That shit was spicy as hell. I don't think I've ever eaten a 7-Eleven taquito. That was not bad.
Oh, that shit's fire, dude.
Yeah.
Those things keep me alive through the week. Yeah.
Yeah, we got that, and then we're like, oh, fuck, we still have to unload everything back at the house. Ugh. And so Dennis, I rode with Dennis and Shannon, and not Sharon. I accidentally said Sharon at one point. She almost fought me.
Yeah.
I felt real bad.
She almost bit your head off.
Yeah, no, Shannon.
As she should have. That's rude.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't think about it because, you know.
See,
Dennis
you should have been quick
Dennis
and looked at
pretty,
Dennis and been like, right, Ozzy? You fucking.
Yeah.
Sharon!
No, Dennis was sober, but the rest of us weren't. And we get back here and we're just loading everything in and Buddy's going fucking crazy and all that. And we learned the next day, Uncle Dodd was like, I almost fucking shot y'all. He's like, I pulled my gun out and everything. Dog. He goes, who the fuck comes at 2 o'clock in the goddamn morning?
Fucking like, rock stars, Dodd. Who goes to bed at 7 p.m.? Like, come on, Dodd. You fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably in bed at 5.
We came here for band practice Thursday, and Smeegs and John both called me like, Uncle Dodd likes to pull his gun on people.
He will.
And I'm like, I'm going to wait till you guys get there.
He's not afraid to use it either.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and wait. Yep. It's like broad daylight. Yeah,
John, John pulled into the driveway, and he was just like, well, we got here, so me and Mason are going to go get shot real quick. We'll see you soon. I was like, all right.
Yeah. No, it was a good time because then Dennis took me home, and we ended up sitting in my parking lot my driveway for about 20 minutes just talking.
Oh, just chatting?
We were having a real good conversation about some deep shit. So,
It was
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So then I went in and pulled a Mason and passed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a good concert. That was good time.
Well, good shit.
Yeah, Tiffany was like, where the fuck were you? What's that?
And I was like, Chapter 4, bitch.
Yeah, fucking party, babe.
I don't know. I walked around for 4 hours looking for my car, and I just fucking came home.
Yep.
Is that a taquito in your pocket?
Yeah,
dude.
That happened to me. That happened to me the night of our fucking live show. Walked in, and I just remember waking up from a blackout, and Robin was like, why are you eating a taquito? And I was like, I have a fucking taquito. I was like, hell yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, man.
Scared the shit out of me. I don't know how I got it.
All right, Rod, what you got?
Well, this goes back a few. Well, I'm old, so everything goes back years. But one trip that we took, Don and I, down to New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Walking the French Quarter, and we were down there with her parents. And just
that whole readjustment.
You
okay there?
You okay?
You had to wiggle, dance for the camera?
It's hot down there.
Shit sticking to each other?
Fucking chair.
Where's your chill-cooled ball powder? That shit
saved
my life.
Why do you think we stand?
Yeah.
Why do you think we stand? It's nice and airy.
Anti-monkey.
Anyway, so we're walking down Bourbon Street and all this shit, going in and out of all these bars and stuff. And they're like, hey, you know, Pat O'Brien's is right down the road. I said, I got to go there. I mean, it's fucking green and white.
Yeah.
So, and Pat O'Brien's is known for their hurricanes. If you don't know what a hurricane is, it's rum and like a fruit mix.
Yeah.
It's almost like a non-frozen daiquiri, basically.
Yeah.
So, we'll go in here and, you know, they got Pat O'Brien. I mean, this is back before all the hurricanes and shit, but they had, you know, the nice bar restaurant part. And then on the side, they had a piano bar, dueling pianos.
Yeah, there you go.
And the waiters and shit had, you know, their trays, and people would throw quarters up there, and they're just tapping the trays to the music and shit. Really, really cool. And so we're just sitting there, you know, and I'm just pounding these hurricanes. You know, they're coming in these big ass glass. There's probably a couple of glasses down here.
The huge, like, fucking.
Yeah,
like,
they like go out like this.
Really the cool. Daiquiri drinks,
Well.
Well,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
The one everybody, like, walks around the Vegas Strip with.
No. Oh. These are glass.
I'll shut up.
No, they're about, you know.
You know exactly what, yeah. I think you're right.
They're about, they're like 10 inches tall, made out of glass. They go out and then in and then out. Anyway, they're tall drinks. So I'm just sitting here pounding these things. bed. And her dad's like, you know, her dad's like, you better watch it, man. These are strong. And I said, they taste good, man. I'm no big, you know. So we're in there for a long time. And finally, it comes, I got to piss.
Me too.
So Donna gets up, you know, we're at a table and the bench on each side. Donna gets up. I slide over. I go to stand up, and I fell right on the fucking floor.
Oh, no.
Jesus. Like up and down?
Yeah. I stood up, and then boom, I'm on the floor. Like, what the fuck? Her dad's just sitting there laughing.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I grab the table, I get up, and I turn around. And you know when you go to take a step, and your fucking body says no? So your leg doesn't move,
yeah.
But you think your leg moves?
Yeah.
Well, my left leg did not move when I went to take a step, and bam, face plant.
Really?
Oh, like, my God.
Fuck, what the hell? I felt fine, but my body just wouldn't work.
Wow.
So these two waiters come over, they fucking help me up and said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm just trying to go piss, man. And they're like, it's right there. I'm like, okay. Turn around, take like three steps. Boom.
Oh, my God. He does it again.
I did.
Three times?
Three times.
Oh, three?
And it, yeah, three times.
I thought
that
was two.
No.
No, and then I just kind of like rolled over, sat up. I'm sitting on the fucking ground, and I'm just leaning against the wall. I just sat there looking around, and everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, fuck you all.
Yeah.
You know? They're like, oh, you have too many. They taste good. You know, they're all giving me shit. So I finally get up, go take a piss. I come back. I sit down. Her dad looks at me and goes, you done? I said, fuck no. Bring him on. I did it.
Just got to get me a wheelchair.
No, and I did it again. And so I got a piss. And yeah. Thunk.
Just have a mattress by your chair.
Oh, I've never. But I mean, that was the time.
I'm surprised they didn't cut you off.
They don't cut anybody off on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, that was just one time that, you know, when people say, oh, I'm a wide awake drunk, you know, when they drink coffee. You know, I mean, I was a wide awake fucking fucked
hammered.
Up drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when because I felt fine.
Yeah.
Just my body wouldn't do what my mind was telling it to.
It's like you sit on the shitter for too long.
Oh, yeah.
Your legs fall asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I can't get up.
Yeah.
So you just keep sitting.
Yeah, you keep shitting.
And you go to get up and you fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You well, you just gave away the secret. Women have been trying to figure out that for a long, long time.
What's that?
Why does it take men so long to shit?
Oh, yeah. We're done in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's because by the time we want to get up, our legs just don't work.
Yeah. Like, hold on a second.
Fuck. I was doing that. Oh, there I was in the shitter. I'm scrolling on my phone, you know, Facebook, taking a shit. And I come across this thing that says, okay. How did it start? Something like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop scrolling and wipe.
Okay. Yeah. That's about that time. Stop scrolling and wipe.
Did it work? Nice.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I was like, okay.
You're like, all right.
Yeah, somebody's watching.
Yeah. I'm glad you're listening to the internet.
You're just like,
oh, but.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you're like, damn.
So when we left Pat O'Brien's, they sell the mix there. They sold it. Pouches, you know.
Yeah. We get it.
Do you get it?
Yeah. No. Pouches.
Pouches. They're like, I don't know. I can't remember what the hell they're.
No, he's done that too many times. That's Dennis's mic. Right. He's going
to get pink eye. Yeah.
Oh, I found a girl.
Oh, they're like these foil pouches. You
yeah.
know, Pat O'Brien, Hurricane Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid me. I'm like, this shit tastes as though it didn't come with rum. It was just the fucking mix. I spent $200 fucking dollars on mix. I got to take this home.
That's Donham, awesome. Yeah,
Donham beat the shit out of me in the morning. She goes, what is all this? Whole bag full of fucking pouches of mix.
That's great.
I'd laugh, but I fucking can't.
Dying of it.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, that was my one and only New Orleans trip.
Yeah, I know. I've always wanted to go. That would be a blast. Yeah,
well, if you go to Pat O'Brien's, have a hurricane or two.
Or two. That's it. Yeah.
Because, I probably had a couple dozen of them. Yeah,
there's just six pictures of a guy on the floor. Like, is that all Roger?
Yeah.
It's all
they
Roger.
They made a fucking flip book of him. Yeah. Just going down.
But I'll tell you what, it was a fun night.
Good.
For everybody else. But I felt fine in the morning. Fine.
Well, I thought that was a fucking great show. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I thought that was a great show.
But really I do have my picture at a bar on Rocket Island.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you got to save it for next time.
Well, I won't be able to hear it. I'll have to listen.
Yeah.
You'll have to. Tune in. Listen. Same bat time,
same
bat
channel.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for stopping on by. Absolutely. Everybody check out Off Brand and Chapter 4 and Thank you so much to the Dam Brewery out there in Dillon, Colorado.
Damn nice town.
Yeah.
Dam Brewery.
Yeah.
And Dr. H kind of fucked me up there. He goes, well, where's the dam or whatever? He's
yeah.
Like,
he's
you buy
like,
the dam. And I'm like, I'm sitting there and I look right at Rob and he goes, it's right behind you right there. They're like,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm under it.
Yeah. And that's what he was getting at. Yeah. That's what he said.
I turn around, look out the window, and there's a fucking dam.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody at Ideal. And yeah. BBBBabble.com, 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you do drunk. Cheers.
Hey, cheers, boy. Yeah.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.